Today, the chilly economic winds hit Kiwi property market. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. One of these posts covering finance and property news. Well, the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand has released its June 2024 data today, and it showed a decrease in sales and median prices nationwide while listings continue to rise. The chief executive of the REINZ, Jen Baird, said that the property market in June is reflecting the wider economic climate in New Zealand. New listings have risen, continuing a trend seen in 2024, yet this increase contrasts with a noticeable decline in buyer activity reflected in lower national sales figures. The total number of properties sold in New Zealand decreased by 25.6% year over year, from 5,854 to 4,356, and by 32.6% compared to May 2024, from 6,461 to 4,356. Northland saw the only increase in sales, up 11.9% year over year, and the most significant decreases year on year were in the West Coast, down 51.2%, Tasman down 41.7%, Gisborne down 39.4%, and Auckland down 35.1%. All regions reported a decrease in sales compared to May 2024. She said the typical winter lull, compounded by current economic conditions, have contributed to lower levels of activity in the market. This sentiment is reinforced by seasonally adjusted figures, which reveal a national sales decrease of 11.1% compared to May 2024, reflecting a market performance below expected levels. Median prices for June were mixed, with six of the 16 regions increasing year on year. Taranaki and Gisborne stood out, with Taranaki's median price increasing by 10.7% year over year, from 570,000 to 631,000, and Gisborne up by 7%, from 525,000 to 615,000. Five regions saw an increase month on month, with Taranaki up 9.7% to 631,000, Gisborne up 3.4% to 615,000, Auckland up 2.7% to just over $1 million, Canterbury up 1.5% to 690,000, and Tasman up 0.4% to 777,000. But the national median price decreased by 1.3% year on year, from $780,000 to $770,000, and saw no change compared with May 2024. For New Zealand, excluding Auckland, the median price was up slightly by 0.4% year on year, from $682,500 to $685,000, but decreased 0.6% compared to May 2024, from $689,000 to $685,000. At the end of June, the national inventory level had increased, up 28.6% or 7,069 properties, from 24,676 to 31,745 year on year, and decreased 2.6% from 32,598 month on month. For New Zealand, excluding Auckland, inventory levels increased 25.1%, up 3,929 year on year, from 15,655 to 19,583, and decreased 3.2% compared to May 2024. That's down 647. Nationally, listings increased by 25.5% year on year, from 6,218 to 7,805. 12 of the 15 regions have seen a rise in new listings year on year, with significant increases in Wellington, Hawke's Bay, Gisborne, Bay of Plenty, and Canterbury, Auckland, and Otago. In fact, only two regions saw a decrease in new listings year on year, Northland and Marlborough. West Coast saw no change compared to May 2023. The increased number of listings coming to market continues the trend we've seen all year, with high levels of choice for buyers nationwide. The winter months do tend to see fewer property choosing to sell, and this year is no different. Yet, regardless of the economic conditions, people's lives change, they grow families and retire, and need to make up property decisions alongside those changes. Salespeople are seeing some properties coming to market due to high interest rates, cost of living pressures, and changing employment circumstances. Across New Zealand, there were 489 auctions in June 2024, which was 11.2% of all sales, compared to 551 auctions, or 9.4% of all sales, in June 2023. The Auckland region called over half of the auction sales completed nationally in June at 264 auctions. That's 20.5% of all auction sales. Nationally, median days to sell decreased by one day from 48 to 47 days compared to a year ago. For New Zealand, excluding Auckland, median days to sell decreased by 2 days year on year from 49 to 47. In 11 of the 16 regions, median days to sell were lower compared to June 23, with Northland the highest days to sell at 71 days compared to 69 in May 2024 and 56 compared to this time last year. And the HPI, the House Price Index for New Zealand, stood at 3,573 in June 24, down 0.7% from May and up 1.3% year over year. The average annual growth in the New Zealand HPI over the past 5 years has been 5.4% per annum and is currently 16.4% below the market peak reached back in 2021. There was a noticeable decrease in buyer activity in June and a reduced sense of urgency. As more listings come to a well-stocked market, those who are in a position to buy are taking their time to carefully select their ideal home. While winter has set in, we have just seen a slight change in tone coming from the Reserve Bank, suggesting that this cycle of interest rate pain may have an end in sight. This is a key factor in both buying and selling decisions, but also has an impact on overall sentiment within the industry, Baird said. So standing back, you can see here how the significant economic downturn in New Zealand is spilling over into property prices. Probably the bank will turn tail and begin to cut rates, but maybe not as early as many hope. And of course, the property market is in the absolute doldrums as more people are under financial pressure. This is a further confirmation of the recessionary times in New Zealand. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.